The Gemara knows on Daf Yudalid on the base says Nitna Biyon Gidol Seya Vav Ama Eno Sosa Afilu Rabbi Yochanan De Ama Sosa Hani Mili Hechid Dekoy Benezivas Gidol Seya Mishlam Nezivas Hu Ushmul Ama Sosa. Shmuel Amar Shosa, Afilu Lishlokish Dama, Ein Sosa, Hashem Shtei Nezirus, Hocha Chodin Nezirus. So Rashi there, the Mefarish explains, Nitim of Yom Gidl Seya, Kagon Shekibel Alav Nezirus Meya Yom, Vechi Mono Shivim Nitztara, Vechi Nitta Gilech Tiglachas Litzavas, Vakati Poshulei Min HaMeya Shloshim Yom, this Behu Gidl Seya, Vinitim of Yom Gidl Seya, then the last day, Shiloh, Hani Yomeya, Shabot, Shilem, Sholem Gidl Seya Shalom, Divya Kol Sosa Hashloshim, Shacha Hatzavas, Avim Sosa Shivim Shalifni Hatzavas, Pligi. So the Mefarsh is difficult. What's the difference between on the last day that it's only Sosa, the Nezivas from the Tzavas, the last 30 days? Because often the last day is also B'tochman Los. And therefore it should be Sosa, all the Nezivas, including that which he was knowing before the Tzavas. Because, for example, if he had become Tomei the day before that, before Yom Gidl Seya, according to everybody, would be Sosa Hakol, even that which he was knowing before the Tzavas. So you see from Rashi that there's a difference in Stira B'toch Malos and the Stira of Yom Achron. And to explain that, it seems, I would suggest, that the din of that the Nozer Tomei is Sosa, the Yom HaKodmim, there's a chilek between Stira in the middle of the Malos and in the last day. In the middle of the Malos, since he's Nitma, and he has to count the Malos of Nezivas Tumah, so the Malos of Nezivas Tara is interrupted. And since for Ki Malos, it has to be Minyan Yom Mitzufim, succession, in all the days in succession, Memela, you have to count from the beginning because it falls apart by itself because the Malos of Nezivas Tamar is no longer Yom Mitzufim. But Tuma, and again, the Tuma is there for Mafkir, the Etzim Minyan of the Malos. But if it was Nitma B'Yom Achron, that's a separate din because he already counted the Malos. It's a separate din that Tumah is a Soyser. So the Soyd of this Chilek I heard from the Rav in a different context, he explained the Toysis and Nida and Daf Lamed Vav, Amad Aleph, Divyamal Shavua, Toysis was nistapik by a Zava who saw Dam after the Malos, in the Yom HaShmini, before she went to Mikvah, Taisa Suffolk, if it's Soysa, the entire minion from before, or not. And the Rav explained the Suffolk of Taisis is that in the din of Rias Dam, that's Mavatal, the Shiva Nekiyim, and she therefore has to count from the beginning again, the Rav said, is that a din because Ria is Mavatal, the Ritzufim, and the Malos has to be in succession, Tara, and therefore, since in this case, if it was at the end, since it was ready, the minion was counted, so there's no stira. It's not sois the minion ready, or do we say that there's a special din stira? That Ria by itself is a soisa, not because it interrupts the Malos and therefore it falls Mamela, but Ria Stam is a soisa in terms of the Malos that was already counted. And therefore, even if it's after the Minyan, before she went to Mikvah, it's still soisa and it's Mevatel the Malos. And the Rav explained with this also the Svar of Ashit Mekvetzis increases Tavches, that's Ois Tes, that the Shin Mekvetzis has a suffix. And the halacha that kol riyah asoseres ainu mevi de korban is that dafka riyah biyom shvi or even a riyah in the middle of the Shiva, Nikiyim. So, and the Rambam says in Perikimum Chusar Kapava Halacha Dalit, he says explicitly, even in the middle of the Shiva, it's Soisa, and it's not, it's Einam Mevil de Karban. So, according to the Shikhan Mugdesser, why is it Dafka B'yom Shvi that that's Einam Mevil, even though it's Soisa? Why is that different Yom Shvi from Betoch the Melos? So Rav explained that that in the Shiva Nikiyim of a Zava, every day by itself is not a Kiyim Melos till you're Mashlim or Shiva Nikiyim. In this respect, it's different than Naziris because every day is a Kiyim in the minion of the Melos. Because the Naziris is Moina, but the Naziris B'Kedusha. But by Zavak, the entire minion is only for the Tara, and there's no Chaloshem Kiyim Melos till the end of the minion. And therefore, it's not Shaykh to say, it's not Shaykh Din Stira till the last day when it's of the Kiyim Melos. So, but according to that, we have to understand. Why, if she saw in the middle of the Shiva Nikiyim, the minion is Nista, and she has to start again, and so that's because you have to say, it's not a din stira, it's just because since you need Shiva Nikiyim, and they have to be with Sufim, Mimela the minion falls apart by itself because it's not with Sufim. And you shouldn't ask why is it by Nida Shapolto Shechvazera that day is not Oila for the minion, but it's not Soiser, even though it's not Mitzufin. So because by Polto Shechvazera, the Yom is Oila, but not for the minion. In other words, it is part of the Malais. It's just that it's not Nimna. But if she saw dam, it's not oila at all on the melos, and it's not counted at all, and it's not integrated into the melos, and therefore the melos is interrupted. It's not vitzufim, and memela it falls apart. Coming back to what the Rav said, like the Rav's chilik, we see also by Nazar that was nitma. By Tuma, she'ena nos megaleach alav, that it's not soisa, and nonetheless it's not nimna. And since you don't bring a korban on that Tuma, even though it's not nimna, it's considered part of the malos. And only when you bring a korban is it considered. As a melos of Nesivas Tuma by itself, that's mafsik and mafkir the minion. And therefore, by nitma b'yom achron, I would suggest, according to the Mefarish, that's only din of stira. It's not because it's mafkir the melos, because the minion is no longer with Sufim. Because even though you already had the melos, Nesivas, nonetheless, the Tuma is soisa of the kim and the niig Nesivas, and you have to begin it again, but it's not. But it's not nogeya to the esm cheftza of the melos. And therefore, why stiva b'yom achron is different than the other days of Naziris. I mean, to demonstrate that the stiva b'yom achron is different than the other days of Naziris, we see also according to the shiva b'loza. That benitma b'yom achron, it's soisa only 30 days from the gzeiras hakasav, b'zos toras hanazer. B'yom melos nitma b'yom melos tein lo toras nazer. And even though the chachomim say that it's soisa hakol, even the b'yom melos, but nonetheless they also hold that there's a chaloshem yom melos. except they hold that it's oyster hakol. But that's, as I said, that's a din of stira, as the Rav said. It's not because the minyan falls apart. Memela. So this din stira by itself, an independent din, it's a sifter chalish din stira, which is not nogeya to the etzim minyan of the melos. We see also, according to the Rambam, Perek Vav from Nazirus Loch Dalet, nitma achiyom melos. Shehu yom, the Ram says, Shehu yom havos karbonos, tara ilulo nitma sosa shlos and bilvad. Even after the melos is over, but still there's a din stira of shloshim yom.